Hello, everyone. This is Virtual Saguaro. Thanks for listening today. It is Friday, the 26th of May, 2017. In this podcast, we have an interview with a man who's been a music collector for most of his life and has recently begun selling it on eBay. So get settled, sit down, and listen in to an interview from deep in the heart of Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart.
Okay, Jack, I really appreciate being here, because I have never seen in my life so many CDs in one place. How do you know what to collect? I mean, I'm looking at every beautiful color and cover, and that's just one room, right? So how long have you been doing it?
Well, I probably bought my first record when I was 13, 12 or 13. It was Yardbirds Having a Rave Up, right around the time of the Beatles came out. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had 45s, which was the little 45 RPM records.
Big hole in the middle.
And my dad would bring us home. They used to sell them at the grocery store. And he'd bring us home one every Friday night. You know, not exactly what we wanted to listen to.
No, dads don't do that.
No, they didn't. But I listened to soul music right from the beginning. And I guess from soul and rock or Beatles, you know, that's came out of there. So now I listen to jazz, blues, rock, country.
Okay,
I listen to everything.
So what I'm seeing here, would you guess there is 1,000 DVDs or CDs?
CDs.
How many LPs? I mean, I see them in every room. And
right. Well, I have probably 5,000 plus albums. Mm-hmm. I probably have close to 5,000 CDs.
Right.
Music CDs.
Wow.
I probably have 500-600 cassettes still. And probably have 400 or 500 45s.
Do those cassettes degrade faster than the other media? Because they're kind of like a tape, right?
Yes, they are tape and they're magnetic. So the key to a cassette is, if you have not played it in a while, you don't want to just stick it in a player and play it. You want to fast forward it and rewind it and then play it. Because what happens if it sets a while and you just stick it in and play it, the magnetic particles are going to fall, and then
deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Okay, now you've told us that you've got a lot of media, 3 or 4 different kinds. Why do you do it? I mean, it takes up a lot of space and time, and obviously you must love it.
Oh, yes, I love it. I love music. I could listen to music
all
over
the time.
Anything else. And I do listen to music more than anything else.
Any particular genre that you like?
Well, I am so much into jazz right now that basically I'll play 4 jazz records and then maybe 1 rock or lounge type music. Then I go back and play jazz.
Okay, when you say play, you're not on a radio station broadcasting.
No.
This is just for your personal,
personal enjoyment on a turntable,
right,
in my room.
You use turntables exclusively?
Well, I have CD players, but mainly I'll play CDs in the car because you can't get a record in there. And I'll listen to CDs in the cars when I'm driving, and then occasionally I'll play a CD in the house just because I'm doing something and I don't have to get back up to flip a record.
Okay, so obviously you know music, and is that why you've moved some of your interest into eBay? Because
yes.
eBay, here you can buy and sell lots of things.
Yes, I had been buying records on eBay, specifically jazz records, on eBay for about a year. I was keeping the cardboard mailers thinking that one day I may start selling on eBay. which I started back in January.
This current year?
I had enough mailers so that I didn't have to spend any money on mailers and that.
Test it and see how it works.
Yes. So I would go through my records. Most of my records are in really good shape. I know how to handle a record. I always have. And the ones that are in shape that I'm not selling on eBay is a lot of the ones I'd buy at yard sales or estate sales or pick up used stuff. Mm-hmm. But I always look. If I can find halfway decent records, I'll get them. So I started going through my records, and I would pull out a record that I have listened to, everything I've got, I've listened to it one time or another, and I would decide for myself, am I ever going to have time to listen to this record again?
Oh, okay.
Because I'm getting older and my time is running out. And
yeah, with 5,000.
Yes, so I would rather be listening to stuff I want to listen to. So I would look at the record, grade it. I know how to grade records, and I do appraisals on either records or collections. Mm-hmm. And I would look at the record, and if it was in good enough shape that I thought, I would put it on eBay.
Okay.
Now, I sell records so that I can buy more records.
But you buy only what you want.
Yes, I buy only what I want.
Right.
Which is specifically jazz records.
Okay, well, I imagine that on eBay there are lots of people. I shouldn't say lots, but there's probably quite a few people selling and buying records or media. How do people find you, and then are you doing well? I mean, I know they review things on media. Are your scores good, or people like what you do?
Yeah, so far I've had 100% positive scoring or feedback. I've had a couple records break, which I refunded their money immediately.
Through the post office?
Through the post office, no questions asked.
They might have a hard time. I mean, they use these machines, and no matter what you tell them on the outside.
Right. Well, they are packed pretty well. There's a actual record holder, cardboard record holder that I use. I also use padded bubble wrap and cardboard packing for it. So they're packed good enough to get anywhere if the post office will just do it the right way.
Right.
But it's probably 1% has been broken or cracked so far. And I've sold probably since January 400 or 500 records so far.
Wow. How do people find you?
Okay, my handle on eBay is J-A-C-K, Jack Z 51.
Jack Z 51. Yeah, 51 so, significant?
It's my birth year.
Okay, so Jack Z 51.
Yes.
And then they would find what you're currently selling?
Yes.
Will they find what you want to buy also at that same place?
Well, there is no place on eBay.
Oh, you go to different places.
Yes.
There's
three sites that I know of for selling and buying records.
Okay.
Okay. You have eBay.
Right.
Okay. You have Amazon. A lot of friends of mine sell on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a eBay arrangement. You get qualified with or certified with Amazon. They put your stuff on. Go.
Right.
Then there's another place called Disc, D-I-S-C, Augs, O-G-S.
Disc Augs.
And it is nothing but vinyl records.
Okay.
And it's individuals.
Well, you'd find that at discogs.com.
Yep, discogs.com. And if you're looking for a specific record, you type it in. It'll tell you that 42 people have it, and here's the price range.
Oh, okay. So you then expose to them your collection that you're willing to sell, and people can search for it.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So
Pretty nice.
And they've got a catalog system that I have not had the time yet to try to catalog records.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I try to put stuff in alphabetical order, you know, and I try to separate genres.
Right.
Like all this on this side and these right here is jazz records specifically.
Uh-huh.
And then in my CDs, I have them in alphabetical order, but then European, English, German, French, I put over here.
Gotcha.
Then certain CDs that I have 40, 50, 60 CDs of, I have their own little section. Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Oh my goodness.
Birds. Yes. Bands that I got way more than I need to have.
Are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky.
Speaking of that, you told me yesterday in this little hallway out here.
Yes.
There was a section and another section and another section, all by one artist.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about that artist? He sounded interesting.
Well, Van Morrison mm-hmm. is one of my favorite artists, and I collect live shows from Van Morrison. Now, Van, he's 72 years old now. He's been playing since his first band, or one of his first biggest band was Them, back when the British invasion started. Mm. So he's been around
a long time.
This entire time.
Right.
And then he went solo, and he's been solo, but he's always got good bands. And most people never heard of him playing anywhere, but he probably plays 100 to 150 shows per year.
Still?
Still.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. He doesn't do the big venues.
No, he does not do big venues. He does small, you know, 300 to 3,000 seat arenas,
mm-hmm.
like in Austin. Well, he did play at Austin City Limits show outdoors. He's been on Austin City Limits, the TV show, a couple of times. He played at Bass Recital Hall on the UT campus, University of Texas campus. It seats about 3,000. You know, it's always sold out.
Right.
And he's got a following that's unbelievable.
So you got several hundred
live shows.
Live shows.
I probably have about 700 or 800 live shows.
Oh my gosh.
Of Van Morrison.
Tell me about another artist that you have a favorite of.
Okay, well, I'm a Deadhead, Grateful Dead.
Deadhead.
I've listened.
Your teachers call you that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've listened to the Grateful Dead from the beginning, probably 1965. They've always wanted people to tape their shows. So I buy all their albums. So once you have the albums, and you still want to listen to more, then you go into live shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grateful Dead have always promoted you tape their shows.
That's interesting.
And they're one of the few bands. There's a number of them now, but most places when you go in, they say no cameras,
yeah.
No recording devices, no this, no that. Grateful Dead's just the opposite. They have taping sections where just the people with the high-dollar tape machines could come in and tape without noise.
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yes. And I had probably had 500-600 shows on cassette back before CDs came out, which mm-hmm. was probably early 90s, maybe late 80s, somewhere
right.
in there.
Right. Cassettes vinyl were mid 70s for sure.
Yes, yes.
And they ruled for a little while.
So then it went to CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have, well,
I couldn't imagine.
All these things here are all Grateful Dead, and out in the hallway, it's all Grateful Dead.
Hmm.
So, but they're one of the few bands who promoted taping it.
Tell the listeners, what kind of genre is Grateful Dead?
They're a jam band.
Okay, and what does that mean to you?
That means that their songs last more than the 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, so they're not played well on the radio because
radio
does not like...
They might have had one or two radio hits that never got to number one.
Right.
Now, the only two songs I think I can remember that I've heard on commercial radio has been Truckin', which was back in the early 70s, and Touch of Grey.
Hmm.
Which was probably in the mid-80s.
Oh, my gosh.
But other than that, they are a cult band that people follow and go to their shows. And their shows are 4-5 hours long.
They just get into it.
Yes. And their main procedure is they play a first set that lasts maybe 75-80 minutes with songs.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 10 songs. Then they take a little break and come back, and the second and third sets, they don't stop. It's one song into another, then back to the first song, and it just goes on forever.
Wow.
I have a recording of them doing Dark Star, which is one of my favorites, and I think it was recorded in Rotterdam, Netherlands, back in the Europe 72 tour, and they did Dark Star for 48 minutes.
My
one song.
People probably laying on the grass, stoned by that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you could go unless you were stoned.
Okay. I'm aware that music changes over time. The culture changes in time. Lots of things change. I'm sure you've seen music change. Do you have a favorite era? How do you compare it to today's music?
Okay, today's music is lacking very substantially. Most of it is digitized or fake music, you know, instrumentation. The bands don't play. It's all pre-recorded, hyped up stuff. The way the recording studios work today, they can control everything. They can make anybody sound good for that recording. But then when it gets out on a live show, which is what you want to do, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Now, for me, the golden era, and I'm old. I'm getting old. So I know how young people say, well, you know, you're just old. Yeah. You know, well, I was young once. And, you know, I went through the Beatles and all that. And I remember my parents saying, what are you listening to? That's crap.
Yeah.
You know, but to me, the golden era of music has got to be the 1960s.
Hmm.
Country music was country music back then. Not like today. There is no country music. It's soft rock or something. It's not country.
Right.
I'm talking country music in the 60s. You look at soul music. It was the golden era of soul music.
Mm-hmm.
You had Motown, you had Atlantic, you had Stax, you had the Philly sound. It was all in the 60s. Then you look at the rock.
Yeah.
You had the Beatles the whole entire British invasion come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had the psychedelic scene of San Francisco and California.
Yep.
The Doors, the Grateful Dead, the Jefferson Airplane. It goes on and on and on. You know, you look at jazz music.
Yeah,
some
jazz
of the
too.
Finest jazz musicians were active in the 60s.
Hmm.
You know, the golden era of all music, as far as I can tell. Well, I guess today's music is nothing but sales.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Certain reality to that.
Yes, but back in the 60s, bands, they might not have sold anything.
Yeah.
But they toured. And touring bands, well, the way I understand it, that's where you're making your money. You're not making no money on a record sale.
Right.
Because you don't get that much from a record sale.
Right.
You know, if a record or a CD sells for $10, you'd be lucky to get 50 cents out of that $10.
Right.
Because you got so many other people to pay.
Right.
So touring is where you make your money, and merchandising on these bands today.
Okay, well, you know what? I really appreciate your taking the time to share your infinite music knowledge.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I hope the listeners have gained from it, and they should go to
JackZ51
at eBay if they want to find some very good quality records.
Right.
Only records now, not DVDs or CDs?
No, I'm not. At this time, I have no CDs on my page. I have a few baseball card items from the 50s and 60s.
Okay, guys. Baseball cards, too.
Yeah. I used to do with that, but records is where I'm at.
Super. Yeah.
Okay, listeners, I hope you enjoyed JackZ51. Check him out on eBay. Got a lot of good records and media for sale, including baseball cards. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. This is Virtual Saguaro. You can also find some more information about Jack Z and some of his things on the virtualsaguaro.com website. Till we listen in again, this is Virtual Saguaro. Have a great day.